Closed Doors, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong in us. Always, we want to leave a night light on, for that night light is out of Isaiah 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Have you ever prayed fervently for God to allow an opportunity only to find the door was firmly shut? At those moments, it's natural to feel disappointed, confused, frustrated with God. We may question His goodness or wonder if He truly has our best at heart. However, as believers, we must remember that God's perspective is far greater than our own. He sees the entire picture while we only catch glimpses. What may seem like a missed opportunity or setback to us could actually be God's way of protecting us from unseen dangers or bringing us towards something better. God reminds us in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God is intimately involved in the details of our lives, guiding us along the path He's chosen for us. When a door closes, it may be because God knows it would lead us astray or hinder our spiritual growth. Rather than dwelling on the closed doors, let us focus on the doors God has opened and trust that He will continue to guide us. We can find peace in knowing that every no from God is ultimately for our protection and His glory. As we navigate life's challenges and uncertainties, may we cling to the truth that God's way are higher than our ways, His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Let's trust in His sovereign plan, even when we don't understand it, knowing that His grace is sufficient for every closed door we face. Mighty Father God, I pray that You'd be with us. Help us in those seasons of frustration when we desperately want something, but maybe Your divine will is saying a no, or maybe it's saying a not now or not yet. Maybe it's saying wait until the situation is different. God, help us to trust You, to know that closed doors are there for our protection, not for our frustration. Give us a sense of Your strength as we move forward in the areas that You allow us to. Help us, God, to be well-pleasing to You, faithful servants to the end. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.